RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right. I don't know if you guys talked about this story because I don't think I had brought it up yet. But I did miss a couple of days last week. The story about the Jets, they offered a chance to, you know, have a kick at halftime of Sunday's game for $100,000.
And Super Past Sunday or Sunday coming up?
I think it's the Sunday coming up. Okay. Yeah, so this said 12:20.
No, she missed it.
Oh, it just happened. Okay.
Yeah, it was last Sunday.
Thank you. Jets superfan Ashley Castano Gervasi was attempting a $100,000 kick, and this was set up a couple of weeks ago or 2 weeks ago, and then the Jets found out that she was a, what, former soccer player, I believe? Yeah, she played college soccer at Division I level. So then the team disqualified her.
Did she make it?
No, so they disqualified her from kicking. They got such backlash that they said, oh, we'll drop it and invite her back, and then as Joe pointed out, she still missed.
It was a 30-yarder.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's $100,000 to Woody Johnson. Are you kidding me, dude? The publicity, and then you go, oh, we can't do that because you kicked in soccer in college?
Well, I'm sure Woody Johnson didn't disqualify her. His people did. Maybe when he found out about it, he said, hey.
I mean, doesn't he make the final decision?
I doubt
that. Isn't it an insurance company that pays for that?
Yeah.
That's like the dude that made the shot at the Bulls game, and they took away the money. I think they eventually gave him the money.
Yeah, Bulls gave him the money. Yeah, the insurance companies decide that, Jeremy. Woody Johnson has bigger fish to fry than to worry about who's kicking a field goal.
You sure the insurance company decided that? Because the Jets are the one to invite out. You pay for the insurance. It's not going to. They're not going to say, hey, we're not going to insure you over this.
The qualifications through the insurance company.
In the contract, it'll say, can't do this, can't do that.
Right.
It says, we realized there was an unfortunate misunderstanding regarding Ashley's eligibility for the contest. The Jets said in a statement to the Post, in an effort to remedy the situation, we are allowing her to kick this Sunday for an opportunity to win the prize. We value the passion and loyalty of our fans and are committed to creating memorable experiences. Yeah. So, she missed it.
Yeah. All of that.
All that for nothing. All right.
There's somebody out there in that stand right now. Well, they should have given her the $100,000 anyway. They have it.
Well, you know they do that on, college game day, where it's like, hey, you get a kick, and then they miss it, and it's like, one more kick. Yeah. One more. And then they give them another kick. The one that they had this last weekend for college game day was, oh, man, the guy just missed. Twice. It was brutal. They gave him one more kick, and it's like, ah, he's going to get it this time. And then you saw it had a tail on it, and it just started veering right. Speaking of veering right, left, going in the air, have you ever been in, like, serious winds?
Yes.
Every time I ever had a situation where the winds were ridiculous outside, I always did, like, the Michael Jackson thing. You know, lean forward. Yeah. But I'm watching this.
I wish you would do that. The wind would just stop.
It usually picks up my ears and takes me wherever I need to go. No, I was watching this video of this woman. She said it happened so quickly, I couldn't believe it was happening. Never in a million years did I think I would go flying in the air like that. She goes to open her front door, 70-year-old woman, and then the winds pick up and just pick her up in the air and throw her into the bush next to her house. Like, you can see the still shot there, Rob.
Oh, my gosh.
But I've been on bridges where, like, depending on the type of car you have, where your car feels like it's sliding and it's tougher to drive on, like, a bridge. Have you had that?
Dude, so we're driving the box van.
That's exactly what happened to me.
So we're going over the Conowingo Bridge. That's what it is, right? That goes up there
Harford
by
County?
Harford County, Cecil.
Yeah.
The Conowingo Bridge?
The one that's on a dam.
Yeah.
That's a Conowingo Dam. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
that dam bridge.
I have a van full of basketball players. We're going up to New York to play in the MLK tournament, the Rose Classic.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody just clutched up because the van was rocking left and right. It was so much wind. And I tried to floor it to get across there. And the when I did that, it made it worse. That was the scariest moment I ever had. I felt like the wind was going to take that van off the off that bridge.
I mean, it is scary because like you're driving and all of a sudden you're like, why am I going?
Yeah.
Like the car's moving left or right.
Yes.
And you're trying to control it. And I was in the same thing in a box van like you're talking about. I was going over the Bay Bridge.
Okay.
That's and worse, the winds were white knuckling the whole way over. By the way, wind gusts recorded at the Buffalo Airport where this all happened reached 80 miles an hour. Touching the record of 82 miles an hour from 1967.
What year was this you on that said box van going over the bridge? You remember?
When I was doing roofing.
So this is recently.
A couple years ago, yeah.
Joe, you know what makes me happy about that? Because when I confessed to Jeremy that back in the WNST days that I was afraid of bridges and I had to go over there to play the JUCO team, Jeremy said, that bridge been up for decades. Ain't nobody, it ain't crashed and killed nobody. You think your ass could be the first one that does it? Get your ass over the bridge. And he called me other names that I can't say on air. So I'm glad you had the scary experience of going over there. It's just making fun of me for being afraid of going over
there. Yeah, and
then. But I did get over free of bridges.
That's great. And then after all these years, the Key Bridge went down. Bridges never go down, Joe. Except that London Bridge. It was always falling down.
My fair lady.
If you guys haven't read what's going on with Stephon Diggs,
then you're in a cave.
New England Patriots receiver Stephon Diggs has a lot more than the playoffs to worry about. The NFL star is facing strangulation and assault charges in connection to an alleged incident earlier this month. He's denying any wrongdoing. Diggs has been charged with felony strangulation or suffocation and misdemeanor assault and battery stemming from an altercation in his home in Massachusetts on the 2nd of December. Where are we at here? Some of this stuff doesn't, they list so many things like Diggs had three catches and shut up, stating their player categorically denies the allegations and they're standing by the 32-year-old waiting to find out what happens. We support Stephon. We will continue to gather information. We'll cooperate fully with the appropriate authorities and the NFL as necessary. You guys do understand we're trying to win a Super Bowl here, right? Yeah. Anyway,
non-fatal strangulation is now a felony, period. There is no other degree of strangulation. It's a felony. And it could be imprisonment up to 25 years.
The more and more stuff leaks out, they have texts from him. I won't be paying you bleep. Bleep, I look like paying you and paying another chef. Is you high, bitch? Who the bleep got to give you money for your business? I don't got to do an MFing thing, and you can get whoever you want. You got my address. Tell them to come take the money. Then bleep you talking about. Show me. And then she's got all the text saved with this, and I'm sure you're going to have the marks on her body. And the more and more that keeps coming out of this, it looks awful. And what is it about people that get to a certain point where they think they're above the law in every situation? Yeah. Oh, nothing's going to happen to me. I mean, Diddy might end up getting out of jail, but he's doing the same thing. He wasn't worried about it. He got so many Teflon Dons out there, man. It says, while everyone else is freaking out in the past hour, Stephon Diggs has been posting funny memes about dating a Latina woman on Instagram. Maybe Cardi B will do the Nicki Minaj thing and sell out to the other side and go on Turning Point USA and start talking about getting her boyfriend out of jail. He's going to heal you, Cardi B. Man, they done had a video of every Minnesota Viking saying, the only person on this team I wouldn't want to date my sister is Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
He has three girls that are having babies this year, and you let him say, let me heal you, and went to him. What on earth?
In that video,
that game.
I love that video too, where like they go to him. He's like, "What? I'm a nice guy." And then someone else says, "There are people who would not agree with that statement."
He's not. He's not a good guy. Anyway, that's your world of stupid.
Week 18 picks at 7:30. But on the other side, if the Ravens do make it into the playoffs, how much credit do you have to give John Harbaugh, Baltimore's big bad morning show on the Fan?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations, Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I like that Joe Cocker kind of has that getting over heroin thing where he's like shaking and rubbing himself and when he's singing.
We haven't mentioned it. Yeah, we Isaiah Whitlock Jr.
She. I can't finish that.
Yeah, you can't. Died yesterday.
Big time character actor in a lot of movies from stuff I've heard about him. Like a really good guy, funny dude.
What was the streaming show he recently played on? You and I both watched it.
Which one? The
about the guy whose son ran over somebody and
the judge?
The judge.
Is that
the name of it?
Yeah, I mean that's the judge. That's what he was in?
Yeah, he was in
I thought he was in something else. I was thinking about a totally different show. But anyway, I mean most people remember him from The Wire.
Yep.
Did a bunch of movies, TV shows. I think you probably if you went and looked at his IMDb page, you'd see a lot of television.
Oh, he's in a lot of stuff, man. 410-583-1057 is the number. If the Ravens make the playoffs, they'll be 9-8.
By the way, that's the second person we've lost from The Wire in a calendar week.
Ooh,
the kid that played Ziggy Sabaka killed himself. Yeah. Sad. Anyway, sorry. You were talking about the Ravens.
Yeah, if the Ravens go to the playoffs, they'll go to the playoffs at 9-8. How much credit do you give John Harbaugh?
Okay. I mean, I don't know that I'm giving anybody credit for going 9-8. This roster has too much talent for them to play like this.
Well, this is why I give them credit. They were, 1-5 at one time?
Mm-hmm.
You got to do a lot to turn around 1-5 to go basically, 8-3 over the next 11 games.
Rob, they should be resting their players this week knowing that they won this division.
They should be, but they were off to a horrible start.
Well, so I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the Steelers and the Patriots and the stuff at the end of the season.
You're right.
And you can go back to even in the middle of the season. Why are you getting away from running the football?
But yet you still can hold it together. I'm not saying he should keep his job if they do it. But I'm saying you got to give him some credit.
Okay,
that he can hold it together.
You can give him some of your credit. I'm keeping mine. Like, look, this is mediocrity, man. Like, this team has too much talent to be playing like this to wait for the last week of the season to see if you can get into the playoffs. This division sucked.
Well, it sucked because the Ravens weren't good. If the Ravens were good, it wouldn't suck that bad because they would be resting their players against the Steelers this week, and the Steelers would win their 10th game of the year. It would look a lot better when the Ravens have 12 or 13 wins and the Steelers have 10. Yeah. The division would look better.
This was just an ugly, ugly season. And again, like the funniest thing is that you still have everything in front of you that you can get done to start off the season with most of your goals, right?
Well, I'm giving him some of my credit. My credit's pretty good. I'm giving him some of my credit. And because I think when you start off as bad as they started off and to be able to get back into the playoffs, I think that takes a lot of managing, a lot of holding things together.
I just think the rest things of the league
sucked. Things could have fallen apart.
I just think the rest of the league sucks, man. All the playoff spots are locked up except for this spot here, and we know one of these two teams are getting in.
Somebody else not locked up, I thought.
The only other one is the NFC in Tampa Bay and Carolina.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's the same thing. Yeah. But I'm saying in the AFC, all the spots are locked up.
Yeah.
You're the only one, and you look around this league. You can't tell me, even when they were going through the beginning of the season, we're like, oh, this will get fixed. They'll turn it around. They'll be fine. They got the easier part of their schedule after this, and it was anything but that.
Let's go to Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good morning. Doing well, man. How are you?
I saw the pictures of Antonio. Every year on his birthday, you go to Hooters, right?
Yeah, I had a great time at Hooters yesterday.
Hooters.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Yeah. Which team is hurt most? Ravens without Lamar, Well, Steelers without DJ Metcalf and TJ Watt. Have a wonderful day, guys. Said, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. So what team
is I guess
it hurts ones? Lamar. Lamar hurt the most.
Yeah, the quarterback. But have we heard that TJ Watt's not playing?
No, we haven't heard. I think he's playing.
I do too.
Optimistic he plays.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know. He's got a punctured lung. You want that thing to collapse?
Till I collapse.
Oh, man. I want my lung collapsing. Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
What up, man?
Did you pick up Diggs at the airport?
No, man. But it should be a they need to look into probably picking him up, though, man.
Who's, you know,
that'd
who's
be a
they?
Good addition. The Ravens.
Man.
You don't think so? I mean,
another bad corner?
I mean, he's young. He got some youth. He got some youth left in him, you know. Unlike your boy Marlon Humphreys, though. Like, Diggs is still in his 20s. What, 26, 27? Man, like he can cover better than Wiggins. I can tell you that, man. He can't be no worse than Wiggins, though. No, but listen, other than that, as far as the Ravens go, right?
You know, Humphrey's only 29.
Yes?
Yeah.
He was older than that, man. He just got a whole something old about
him. He won't be 30 till next summer.
Because if I'm not mistaken,
something old.
Diggs replaced Humphrey's at Alabama, you know? So he was like his backup, but he replaced him and everything. But I definitely give Harbaugh a lot of the credit, man, if we make the playoffs.
You have to.
Yeah, because we had a 2% chance, you know, of not making it.
And then Jeremy's just a hater.
No, he was part of the problem, man. Come on, man. You guys, like, this is mediocrity. You're settling for mediocrity, and you're giving this guy credit because things might work out at the end of the year. Come on.
You know, I'm looking at this with Sean. You're right. Humphrey last year at Alabama, Diggs played wide receiver. And then he moved to DB after he left.
Right. So, yeah, you know, so he replaced him, man.
Yeah, he had hands like feet.
Hey. So, but listen, like I was saying, though, listen, he had this team go up on a short week in Green Bay to win a tough game on the road. And if he get this team ready up there Sunday night against the Steelers, man, against Mike Tomlin, who seems like Mike Tomlin had his number recently a little bit.
Yes.
I didn't see him in the playoffs.
Yes, they're three. I think they're, 3-7 over the last 10 against him? Jeremy just hating over here. That's all, man.
Stop hating, man. Jeremy, don't be a hater, man.
I'll be whatever I want to be.
Hey, Jeremy, real quick, you said everything's locked up, right? Are all the NFC spots locked up, too?
Except one. NFC South is not.
I mean, all the spots are locked up. It's just a matter of who wins the division in the NFC South and the AFC North.
Well, you know I was going, so there's no possible way the Cowboys get no type of spot. No
in the playoffs?
Scenario this weekend.
They got a spot.
No scenario this weekend.
They got a spot. Jeremy is going to where? During the playoffs?
Cancun.
He's going to save him a table.
Dak's coming with me.
Yeah. He got spotted the bar that he's going to. Yeah. He and Miss Katie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm freezing. I'm charging this stupid electric car.
You're always charging.
You got an electric car?
Unfortunately, that'd be the worst decision I ever made in my life.
Put that thing overnight.
I would not. Well, I live in an apartment, so I can't run an extension cord from the 8th floor. If they would have, you know, but anyway.
Jeremy, what is that? What is that thing you say when somebody does something that's effeminate?
What?
You say, this is a word you yell. This gay. But go ahead.
I thought you meant he had some sugar in his shoes. That's a you problem.
I should have manned up and got a gas-powered car. But anyway, man, as far as the MVP, man, at first, I was thinking Stafford, you know, I mean, with the statistics and all that. But when I seen Drake May come in here, man, it wasn't just hype, man. That man made some throws, and he hung in there, and he really impressed me. I think Drake May should be MVP, man.
I think so, too, man. Honestly, yeah. He is legit, and he doesn't have as many. I'm not saying Stafford is only good because of weapons. I'm not saying that, because you can get some quarterbacks in there that can't take advantage of that weaponry. But Drake May does not have the weapons that Stafford has, and he makes something out of it. I go with him.
Yeah, I think it's the right pick. I think sometimes when you look at the younger guys, you almost want to make them earn it and make sure that they're like. There were times when you looked at Lamar, a unanimous MVP, and go, "Yeah, there ain't nobody else in this conversation." No. I mean, we've literally done that the last 3 years, except for the vote. Sorry, Rob. You know what? But when it comes down to this season, I think. I think Drake has had the best year. And maybe it's surprising to us. Maybe we didn't expect it.
I didn't expect it. But
I also think that
Stafford
should add to it.
I didn't expect Stafford to have a great year like this. Not like this.
Well, you know, at the beginning of the year, they were saying they didn't know if Stafford was going to play
exactly.
Because of his back injury.
We didn't know what the playoff chances were for the Rams because you let them tell it, he wouldn't make it through the whole season.
Well, and again, I'm trying to remember what they called that back injury that he had, but he played through it and he was playing great. And all of a sudden, nobody even talked about it anymore.
Nope. Shovels at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, week 18 picks on the Fan. Make it out week 18 picks is the final week of the regular season for the 2025 season. You know, it's funny. Like, it's the 2025 season, but the last week of the 2025 season was week 17.
Yeah.
Because it's now 2026.
Correct.
Let's go to Saturday's games, 4:30. Carolina travels to Tampa Bay. Now, Tampa could win this game and still later find out
that they're not in.
That they're not in. The only thing that's certain is if the Carolina Panthers win, period, they are the NFC South champions.
Such a weird thing that
if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers win, they have to wait for the final of the Atlanta-New Orleans games, which is 1 o'clock Sunday. I kind of hope the Bucs win. I want the Panthers to win the division, but I hope the Bucs win just so we have the drama of having to see what Atlanta does. I don't think it matters, though. I think Carolina wins this game, Jeremy.
I like Tampa Bay here. But, again, I think you might be right that it might not matter because if anybody's been watching New Orleans, they've done anything but shuck. They've been really good. Tyler Shuck has been – right now he's the favorite for Rookie of the Year. And what has he played, five games, six games? I don't know how many he's ended up playing, but he's the favorite for Rookie of the Year because he's been so good here recently. And I understand Atlanta, what just happened, they beat the Rams. Uh-huh. But the Rams essentially in a meaningless game outside of seeding. They couldn't get the number one seed.
Seattle at San Fran. I'm going Seattle on this one.
I'm going Seattle too. I think they're the better team. San Francisco's been playing above board. Brock Purdy's looked amazing since he's come back. But the fact of the matter is, too many holes on that San Fran defense. I think Seattle can get stops. I don't think San Fran can.
Let's go to Sunday, 1 o'clock games. Cleveland at Cincinnati. I just think Joe Burrow, if he plays, is going to want to go out with a bang. He's going to dice that defense apart. This is not Aaron Rodgers. This is Joe Burrow. I think the Cincinnati Bengals win this one, Jeremy.
Yeah, I think I'm in the same boat as you. They're a 7.5-point favorite. If Burrow plays, I think they win. Last week was the Steelers Super Bowl or Brown Super Bowl. They're not winning this one.
New Orleans at Atlanta. What do you have there?
Again, I'll go back to what I was saying. Like, Atlanta is favored by 3, but I think New Orleans is the right side. I don't care that it's in Atlanta. New Orleans is the better team right now.
So you have Tampa winning the division?
No, I have Tampa winning.
Yeah.
And then Carolina getting in. Tampa needs Atlanta to win, right?
No.
Tampa needs Atlanta to lose?
Lose, I think.
I thought it was the other way around. Okay. Now I got to look at the tiebreakers.
Yeah, please look at that. Anyway, I have New Orleans winning that. Green Bay at Minnesota, who you have?
I took Minnesota here. Green Bay doesn't have anything to play for, so we'll see if they end up sitting.
I got Minnesota as well. I have Dallas over the Giants just because Giants suck and Dallas couldn't lose to them.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. Look, the Giants won last week. It gives them the number 2 pick in the draft. You win this week, and all of a sudden you're dropping even further. So yeah. I don't see it happening at all.
I have Jacksonville beating Tennessee. Who you have?
I'm in the same boat as you. I think Jacksonville wins. Jacksonville needs to play for something. Houston needs to play for something. Because either one of the – like, Jacksonville loses, Houston can still win the division.
Okay, so Houston, you have them beating Indianapolis?
Yeah.
All right, Jets at Buffalo.
Yeah.
Keep it moving?
Yeah, right. I mean, look, Buffalo doesn't have anything to play for. They could sit some guys, but does it matter?
Yeah, they can't lose to the Jets. This could be an interesting one. Detroit at Chicago. Chicago already won the division. Are they playing everybody? Or anybody?
Yeah, I mean, I took Detroit here. They finished strong. They don't care about what's going on there. You'll see, I think they match up well with the Chicago team regardless, but I'm going to take Detroit because Chicago has nothing to play for.
I still have Chicago. I have the Chargers losing to the Denver Broncos in Denver. What do you have?
Chargers, yeah, they're going to sit their star quarterback in Herbert. Denver's going to be the number one seed. I got them winning.
Speaking of number one, having a number one draft pick, that will be the Las Vegas Raiders. They're hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. I think Kansas City goes there because the Raiders are going to be running away from the line of scrimmage. They don't want to win that game.
Yeah. So just real quick, you were right. The Bucs need the Saints to win.
Yeah.
And the Falcons, or excuse me, the Panthers, it doesn't, if the Panthers lose, they need the Falcons to win.
Right.
So there you go. Sorry. We were Kansas City. Yeah. I said this to you earlier, the lock of the weekend right now from a standpoint of wins and losses is that Kansas City is going to beat Vegas. Vegas right now has the number one overall pick. That means more to them than anything. I can't sit here and tell you that Kansas City is going to cover the 5.5, but they are going to win that game.
Arizona at Rams.
I'm taking the Rams. I mean, look, again, Rams might not have anything to play for. Maybe Stafford plays in this game because he's looking for the MVP. Puka's got some, maybe there's some bonuses guys can hit, but other than that, I don't see Arizona doing anything.
Okay, the only thing I can't control is the owner is who gets MVP. However, I tell those other guys, I'm going to give you your bonus. Sit out and let's get ready for the playoffs.
That's what I would do too.
Yeah. Miami at New England. I have New England.
Even though they have nothing to play for, I think New England keeps rolling.
Washington at Philadelphia. I think Philadelphia may sit some people, but I think they still beat defensively. I think they beat the Washington Commanders.
I co-sign word for word, bar for bar.
Final game of the 2025 regular season will be Baltimore Ravens at Pittsburgh. Baltimore Ravens get to close out the season. Did they open up the season this year?
No.
Who opened up the season? Oh, that's right. The Dallas Cowboys and the Eagles opened up the season this year. Who you have in this one? Give me a score.
I'm going to say 23-20 Baltimore.
I have 27-21 Ravens. Joe, you want to chime in on this one?
28-14 Ravens.
Wow.
It's a blowout.
You got a blowout?
All right. Why not?
Oh, hey, I like it. I like yours better than mine because I don't want to be sweating the whole time.
By the way, you got that text message with the screen of Harbaugh holding all the different play sheets throughout the different games this year. Kyle Van Noy was on Kay Adams' show, and he said, I ain't never seen John Harbaugh holding a play sheet.
Really?
That's what he said. And now they're going with it seems new. He's been on the sideline. He hadn't seen him.
I like it.
Yeah.
Mike and Towson, what's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
I wanted to chime in on the MVP race, and I think if I had to give it to one of the two main guys, I would go Stafford. But I was thinking if – hypothetically, we could give it to a coach or, let's say, most valuable person in the league. I would give it to Mike McDonald. I think when you have a team that's the best team, has the best record in the league, in the hardest division, the highest point differential, Darnold has thrown 14 interceptions, and he's had to gut out wins and keep his team together. I think that says a lot.
I think if you're going coaches, it's Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel took a team that won 8 games combined the last 2 years. Almost with the same roster, he's going for a top seed in the AFC playoffs. Mike McDonald has been winning since he got to Seattle. The New England Patriots are going for the number one seed in the playoffs right now in the AFC. So if you're going down that road of coaches, 8 combined wins the last 2 seasons to 13, maybe 14 wins this year, I'm going Vrabel.
I think I agree with him. I would go McDonald, but I'm biased. I don't mind admitting that. I think I've said this all along since McDonald came here after the first few games and started to see the transition the defense took. They won a triple crown in defense. Guy's brilliant. He gets the most out of his players, and I think he works off of certain players, and it allows him to do the things like having a Kyle Hamilton, which the kid loved for Seattle, is playing like Kyle Hamilton's role. I think Mike McDonald's brilliant.
Yeah, but I'm not doubting that. He has 13 wins this year. Last year he had 10. He's progressed to be this. If you're talking about a guy who means that much to an organization overall, you can argue that. But for this year, to take a team that went 4 games last year, 4 games the year before, and you're arguably the number one seed, you're going for the number one seed. I mean, from one year to the other.
Seattle's playing in the toughest division in football.
I understand that.
The 3 best teams in the NFC are all in their division.
I'm not denying any of that. But I'm saying
Shanahan is the odds on favorite to win coach of the year. He's had a quarterback that's missed 8 games.
I wouldn't argue against the
injuries they missed. He is the only reason that they're possibly getting the one seed in the conference.
If he got coach of the year, I wouldn't argue against that at all. I mean, he's had weeks where he has nobody.
Hold on. Mac Jones.
They had Mac Jones. You can win with Mac Jones.
It's some, well, I think to the point of the entire conversation of the caller. By the way, caller, yours is not ridiculous.
Yeah,
that's not his pick. I don't want to make it seem like Mike McDonald is ridiculous.
If any one of those three guys win, do you have a problem?
I think the point is there's some really impressive coaches in the National Football League right now. That's the point. There's some impressive coaches in the NFL right now who really make a – Mike McDonald makes a difference in Seattle. Mike Vrabel makes a difference in New England. Shanahan makes a difference. These are difference-making coaches, I think, and I hate to bring it full circle, but that's why Baltimore Ravens fans are frustrated right now. Do you have a coach that makes a difference? Do you have a coach that influences the game like these three men that we just talked about? Because they definitely influence the game. You take McDonald away, Seattle's a different team.
Harbaugh influences the game all the time. Not a good way, but...
Oh, 410-583-1057. Mike Preston will join us at 8:30, but on the other side, your top Baltimore sports moment of 2025. What is it? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right. Your favorite sports moments of 2025. Look, you're calling in. Let's keep it to one. We don't need your top five. Your favorite sports moments of 2025. I'd love to start off with Joe. Joe, you came up with this one. I would love to know what yours is.
So I kind of struggled with this because mine isn't really good, but I'd say one of the biggest was Brandon Hyde getting let go. It kind of completely changes the trajectory of the rest of the team moving forward.
Do you think he deserved to be fired, or do you think just the move changed everything?
I would say the move changed everything, at least the calculus of like what I expect as a fan.
I got you.
Because I thought we were back, baby. And you are until you aren't. So I was either going to do that or the same way, on the same coin, it's Kevin Willard, that whole situation.
Okay, so you're going with the bad moments. Okay?
I will go with the bad. Those are the biggest ones to me. I didn't want to pick the best because then it's like individual plays and stuff like that. It's not.
I've got my. What's yours, Jeremy?
I listed three. Do you just want? Good. So I'll start it off.
I've got one.
I had Derek Queen and the story there, especially seeing how he's transitioned to the NBA and he looks like a player. I thought that was a very fun ride watching somebody of that caliber at Maryland. My second would be when the Orioles broke up the no-hitter against the Dodgers.
That's my one.
Jackson Holliday with the home run, two outs in the ninth. That was a crazy, crazy-ass game. And in my top thing, it kind of piggybacks off of what Joe said, but not Brandon Hyde getting fired. It's the signing of Pete Alonso and an extension for Sam Bisaio, because I think that shows us we're moving in the right direction.
Mine was Saturday, September the 6th, Cal Ripken Day. Now, you got to understand, for me, that day was different, from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. Did the pregame show, interviewed Cal, interviewed Brady, interviewed Raffy, interviewed BJ. It was just a crazy day. We had the ceremony. Oriole players were out watching the ceremony. And then all of a sudden, Yamamoto happened. And he was
dealing.
If he wasn't against your team, you would have thoroughly enjoyed it. He would put on a pitching clinic until two outs.
It's official.
And Jackson Holliday came up and not only broke up the no-hitter, but broke up the shutout. Jeremy Conn, could I admit to you that I was good? We could have gone home. All right, yeah. No no-hitter on Cal Knight, no shutout. We're good. And then after that, we weren't done because Jeremiah Jackson came up. And then Gunnar Henderson came up. The next thing I know, you got Emmanuel Rivera coming up with the bases loaded, two outs with the Orioles down one. Emmanuel Rivera? You know I make fun of Emmanuel Rivera because I said he's the only guy that even when he's not playing, he's sitting in the dugout with a bat in his hand.
Yeah.
He's putting tape on his bat. He's following his bat. He's always with his bat. And they threw him something off speed, and his body was in the front of the batter's box, but he left his hands back and just guided the ball in the center field. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, this thing is going. And Jorge Mateo was on second base. The tying run scored from third, Mateo from second. And it was just, it was the craziest day of baseball that I ever worked. And keep in mind, I worked both playoff clinchers in 2023 and 24. But that, Jeremy, was the craziest day I ever worked.
I remember where I was in that moment because it's funny. You said September 6th. I remembered exactly because I knew I was at a concert. We went to see the Lumineers play, and I just kind of started healing up from my throat surgery.
Right.
And we were down in D.C. at the National Stadium, and I had a couple of friends with me, and my one buddy's sitting there, and he goes, hey, Orioles being no hit. So we're, like, literally on our phones watching the concert.
Right.
And then it gets to the ninth inning, and then I just kind of put the phone down. I'm like, what am I even watching for now? And then he kind of elbows me and says, did you see what happened? I was like, what? And then I all of a sudden the push notification started coming over the phone of different things from, you know, that I have set up on my phone to alerts for signings and trades and end of game. And I saw it, and I'm like, what the hell? And it was kind of a cool moment. I'm sitting there with, you know, my wife and friends watching a concert, and we're just on our phones checking in on the Orioles, who aren't playing for anything. It was just a really great moment in a crappy season.
Crappy season. Team to go on to win the World Series. But they blew two games in that series, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they blew two games. The only game they won was the game Clayton Kershaw on Sunday, I believe, pitched. I think it was a Sunday.
It was Sunday because they had a chance for the sweep.
410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Kevin in Columbia. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, guys. Hey, you could drop the mic on any of the events that you guys just said. The one that I liked was I got a chance to see the last game that St. Francis got to play and playing one of the top teams in the nation. And
the championship game, national championship game. Yeah,
yeah,
that was a good one.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Exactly. Yeah, it was great because you look at the fact that they weren't able to play IMG Academy because they pulled out. And these kids, a small school in Baltimore, dominating the nation in football, it's just unbelievable when you're going up against the Bishop Gorman and the modern days and IMG Academy. And to think that some kids right here in the city of Baltimore is dominating high school football, it's just unbelievable. We hadn't had that since Dunbar did it in 1982.
Good stuff, man. Yeah.
Dunbar dominated football in 82?
He's in basketball.
Oh, basketball. Okay. 410-583-1057 is the number. Didn't Calvert Hall also win a national championship?
Yeah.
Did they?
National? I don't know.
Okay.
You put me on. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Because I know back then they were both. I mean, Dunbar is the traditional.
You're talking about early 80s?
Yeah, I thought so. I could be wrong. Maybe they just had battles. Maybe they just had battles between the two schools.
I mean, they had a great seasons back then. It was, you know, they were
Pharrell and all those guys. Yeah. I mean, that's when basketball was king in Baltimore, man. Look at all the Division I and NBA kids that came up out of the city. Woo!
Man, I got so mad at all these kids nowadays that were, say, you're going to play pickup ball, and then they have a gym that they go play in. My ass was outside in the snow, outside in the cold, running ball. Like, it was... It was crazy to see like the things that we would do just to play basketball.
Remember when we used to go and take out shoes and try to scuff up the asphalt to make sure no ice was on it?
Yep.
Because it was so cold outside. The kids don't know. I remember walking from Brims Lane and Dudley Avenue all the way down to Bocek to play basketball.
I'd be willing to bet you that the Euro step was invented by somebody playing in the snow. I'm serious, man. Like like if you've ever played in the snow or even gone out and just shot free throws until your fingers were frozen,
and then they warm up eventually. Yeah. Seriously, we should go out, have our coats on when we start playing. Play so long, you need that coat off because you're
so
sweating.
When I lived in Long Bar Harbor and I played at that basketball court right behind my house, I would go down to the court with a winter coat on. That thing would be on the sideline, me shooting out there, and then you'd hear my stepmother come out on the back porch. Put on your damn coat! And then all the other guys at the court would be making fun of me the entire time. Anytime they came out and yelled at me, Jeremy, dinner! Hey, go eat, kid.
Mike Preston at 8:30, but on the other side, we're giving out shovels.
Yeah, my shovel, I got an interesting one here because I thought it was pretty funny when I was started reading it. But my shovel's going to go to, there was an Indiana Jones stunt spectacular, Disney's Hollywood. I'll tell you what went wrong, and oof, I'll show you the video, too.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057 The Fan. Shovels next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.